You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, you're through to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, August the 20th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at an 8-race programme this afternoon at home of the Irish Racing at the Curra. We begin with a maiden contest at 1:40, ending with a competitive-looking handicap over the extended 6 furlongs at 5:30. In between, we've got some mouth-watering affairs, most notably the debutante stakes for the fillies, which is a group contest over 7 furlongs, which brings together the mighty clash between Aidan O'Brien's Star Fillies, Happily, and September. Plenty of other good races on the card, as we always expect here at HQ. And on the going front, well, it looks like being on the soft side today because it's yielding on the straight track. Good to yielding in places on the round, but there is quite a bit of rain forecast during the course of the afternoon. That's likely to change quite significantly through the course of the afternoon, so do bear that in mind. We begin with a 7-furlong maiden, which comes up at 1:40. None of these have run, so very much the market is likely to tell us where we need to be looking here. And we can obviously state without question that 3 and 4 pence is expected to go well here, being a nicely bred son of Warfront and, of course, from the powerful Aidan O'Brien stable. However, some of his horses often don't live up to their star billing first time out because they probably need the run-stroke experience. So even though this horse is drawn handling stall one, it may be that something else lurking in the midst proves his conqueror this afternoon. And the one I've got a good message for is London Icon from the Adrian Keithley stable. Now, having a horse with Adrian, you do get to hear one or two bits and pieces. And having had a conversation with him at Ascot recently, he told me that this London Icon, number 7 on the card, he's his best 2-year-old colt by quite some way. This colt by Al Zam has been working really well with some of the better older horses at Adrian's stable. And given that he was a 33-1 shot overnight and he's now only a 10-1 shot, obviously one or two shrewd operators have already hoovered up the value about this horse. But he's supposedly quite nice and he's drawn well as well to make an impact on his debut. So London Icon expected to go very well there in the 1:40. On to the first of the group races then, which comes up at 2:10. And this does look a particularly weak affair, not only for the race conditions, but also for the track itself. I can't recall a race as weak as this for the level. And it's quite easy to say that Theobald sets a standard, having run particularly well in 2 Group 3 contests behind a couple of Aidan O'Brien's choice 2-year-olds, such as Actress and the Pentagon last time out at Leopardstown. His speed figures are very good, and I do think he's likely to take a bit of beating. But he's yet to race on soft ground, and quite a few of these have yet to encounter soft ground, so I wouldn't want to be taking about a short price about too much here. So I'm actually going to take a little bit of a punt on the outside of the whole field called Swiss Cottage. I thought this horse ran with incredible amount of promise first time out here over the course and distance behind a lovely horse called Rizian of Mickey Halford's on debut. Of course, the second horse, Nelson, has frankly formed subsequently. And even though he got beat when well-fancied here last week, it ended up being a bit of a tactical affair, which didn't really suit him. I thought it was a beautiful ride from the front by Ryan Moore and Mendelssohn, who dictated very slow factions before kicking on at the 2-furlong pole. And basically, this horse just got totally outspeeded and was left behind. But he did run on quite nicely in the latter stage to suggest with a more evenly run race, he's a much better horse than what his form figures, let's say, imply. And I don't think, to be fair, his achievements are a great deal behind some of these, even though they've been winning and running in better races. So he's a 20-1 shot this morning, but I do think he's a much better horse than that. So Swiss Cottage is the tentative vote there in race 2. On to the 2:45 then, and my best bet on the card runs here in the shape of True Blue Moon from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, Joseph's had a really good season so far, particularly with his 2-year-olds, and this horse has flied the flag to a smaller degree, having run well in some very good races at Royal Ascot and here last time out in the Railway Stakes behind Beckford. That run also prior to that in the Norfolk behind Sioux Nation was a run full of promise when he was badly drawn and ran on very strongly in the latter stages to finish a never nearer 6. He actually came out of the best of those that were drawn high that day. He's got form on softish ground because he won at Nice with a bit of cut in the ground early on in the season. And I do think the drop back to 5 furlongs will really suit this horse because he showed bright speed throughout last time out before just getting a little bit tired late on. But to my mind, anyway, he definitely sets a standard here. Quite how this horse was an 8-1 shot this morning, I'll never know because arguably he's got the best form coming into it. So True Blue Moon, quite a confident choice there to go very well in race number 3. Right, on to the big clash of the day then, which comes in the shape of the debutant stakes at 3.20 for the fillies over 7 furlongs. And I know Brian sets a real poser here for punters sending together to post the 2 best fillies we've seen so far over the Irish Sea. They are Happily and September. Now, September doesn't need no second introduction because she's 2 from 2 and rounded off that perfect winter run ratio with a victory in the Chesham Stakes at Ascot, lowering the colours of Nialetti. Now, given not what Nialetti's done subsequently, that's probably one of the best two-year-old contests we've seen so far this season. Of course, Galileo won it the year before, so clearly this horse is a very talented individual so far. But the fact that Ryan Moore has decided to ride Happily and desert September, which would be a surprise to many, has got to be a massive indication that he does think this Happily is a much better filly. And I tend to agree with him as well. I've actually backed Happily already for next year's 1,000 guineas and Tooth and Oaks, respectively. And I've got a feeling she's going to supplement or certainly cement her position at the top end of the market in both of those 2 races after today, because her form figures and time figures actually read pretty well, particularly that run last time at Leopardstown. She quickened up in really decisive fashion in the latter stages to spread eagle afield, and her closing sectionals were much, much better than the Pentagons, who won over the same course and distance on that card. So clearly this filly's right out the top draw. She's going to get better in time, as a lot of those Galileos do, and I'm anticipating a massive run from her this afternoon. So Happily, a very confident choice there to get the better of a stable companion in the 3.20. On to the 3.55 then, and quite a trappy affair, as none of these really stand out with their overall form so far this season. But what you have to say is that probably Central Square has run up to a reasonable enough standard to give himself half a chance of winning this weak-looking Group 3 contest. That run last time out in a very good Group 2 at York certainly suggests that he's bound to win a race of this nature sooner rather than later. And given that most of his opponents this season come on here under a slight bit of a cloud and are very difficult to evaluate, I'd make Roger Varian's horse a decent bet here about the 2-1 mark this morning. And also, of course, we know Roger's got a really good record when he brings his horses over this side of the Irish Sea, as Nezwan proved when she won the Pretty Polly Stakes early on in the season. So with Colin Keane riding on the crest of a wave at the moment, and with Central Square's form looking the best going into this race, I'll take the 5-year-old to beat his 4 rivals there in the 3.55. On to the 4.30 then, a very competitive looking handicap. But there is a couple that I do quite like here. In Our Blood and Il Piccolo Grande. In Our Blood was second in this race last year to choose. So there's a good chance that Natalie Lupini and Connections have had this race on their mind for quite a while for this 7-year-old. And given that he's just had the 1 run so far this season, just to blow away the cobwebs last month, that certainly suggested that theory's very much justified. Got a nice draw here today as well in stall number 1. And with a decent pilot on board, it's hard to see In Our Blood, who shall handle the conditions better than most, not going well at a track where he's got a really good record. The other one is a little bit more harder to explain, Il Piccolo Grande, as his form figures don't look all that awe-inspiring, but he was a bit unlucky the last day at Galway when he met a whole pack of trouble in running. And in the end, he only ended up getting beat 5 lengths, even though he finished 12th of the 18. But he was finishing his race off very strongly. And if he would have got a clearer run, I think he would have taken a real strong hand in the finish. And that run off the back of a good run the time before at Garran, when he proved that he stayed beyond a mile, certainly suggested he's also going to go well at double figure odds. So the 2 against the field there are In Our Blood and Il Piccolo Grande. On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 5 o'clock. And the conditions for this race are obviously going to be the determining factor to the outcome. If there is plenty of soft ground around, and I do anticipate that there will be, then it's certainly worth bearing in mind Byron Beauty at a decent looking each way price this morning, because she'll relish the conditions. Her victory at Killarney proved that two starts ago when she beat Mangan's Moon, and she did nothing wrong the other day when finishing second at Roscommon behind Jeremy's Joy, who's gone on to run well subsequently. I'd certainly pay a keen interest to Pearl of the West, as she's a horse I quite like, having tipped her the other day when she won down in Galway. And she's a very strong stayer, and she's proven on the ground as well. So just another one to cast your eye on there in the 5 o'clock. But Byron Beauty, providing the grounds on the soft side, is the choice in the penultimate. On to the final race then again, and once again, we're very, very wide open affair here. Ran about 7 or 8 to 1 the field this morning, but there is a couple of that I'll probably chuck into the mix against the field. First of all, Shelby is a filly that I quite like, and she's been running quite well on the turf, having had a good campaign at Dundalk in the winter. Now, she's got a variety of qualities. First of all, that she's managed to win over 5 furlongs, which is quite incredible, and she's also won over 1.25 miles, so she's quite a flexible filly when it comes to the distance. So the distance of this race, the extended 6 furlongs, should be absolutely ideal for her. And I thought she ran a really encouraging race in the day down in Down Royal behind Guanawara Bay. The form of that race has been frank, but the second, Harry Speed. And providing the draw in Trap 4 isn't an inconvenience, I'd certainly expect Mickey Quinn's charge to go well here. The other one to mention at a much bigger price is Voyage of Discovery. Now, he's a bit of an enigma, this horse, wrapped inside a mystery, because he's only won the one race in 19 starts on the turf. But his runs recently suggest that he's been rather overlooked by the bookmakers this morning. I actually thought he ran really well at 2 starts ago at Garran, when he made most of the running only to get nabbed in the latter stages. And he didn't half catch the eye the other day in a very competitive race similar to this behind Alan's Pride, when he was doing all his best work at the finish, having not got the cleavage to run. So he was quoted at 33-1 by some firms this morning, which looked a little bit pie in the sky. But now he's settled down to a more realistic price around about the 14-12-1 mark this morning. But either way, him and Shelby are my couple of each-way pokes against the field there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. There'll be no podcast tomorrow because I'm actually at William Hill Towers covering the action at Roscommon live in the studio. So perhaps catch you later on in the week where I'll be back for the Irish podcast on Wednesday, when we're going to be taking a look at Killarney's 7-race fat card beginning at 3:10. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.